Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us Reverend Mark Dawes, Media and Communications Director of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Rosemount Missionary Church, located at 7 Vernon's Drive, Montego Bay, St. James. The pastor, Reverend Donald Webley, and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 10. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Today, the Grace Hour commences a series on the subject, Why God Became Man. Hebrews chapter 2 is a useful passage that can help us grasp this subject. Today, we will focus on verses 9 to 10 and verse 14, which reads as follows. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. From verse 14, we can say that a reason why God became man is to share in the human experience and thereafter to bring his children, his sons, to glory. Before we can fully understand why God became man, however, it might be good to understand what it is for God to become man. The book of Hebrews teaches that Jesus was just like us, but with one glaring exception. He was not a sinner. Jesus was exactly like us human beings, except that he committed no sin. Hebrews 4 verse 15 helps us to understand this. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus was subjected to the welcomed and unwelcomed issues of being a human being. Jesus had human ancestry. The Gospels affirm that Jesus had an actual human genealogy. Matthew's Gospel traces Jesus' genealogy to Abraham through his legal father, Joseph. Luke's Gospel traces Jesus' genealogy back to the first man, Adam. Jesus had a human birth. According to Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 4-7, while they, that's Joseph and Mary, were there in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There was nothing unnatural or even supernatural about Jesus' birth. Mary had a 9-month pregnancy. Mary had birth pains. Jesus was born through the birth canal as other natural children are born. Paul says Jesus was born of a woman, as are the rest of us. Jesus was a baby like any other baby. No doubt, Jesus was breastfed like any other baby. Jesus had a human childhood. Although little is known of Jesus' childhood, enough is known to conclude that he grew up as did other children, learned and developed normally. Jesus had a human family like anyone else. We read in Matthew 13 that the people from his own community were amazed at his wisdom, so much so that in verses 55 and 56 they exclaimed, "Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" Jesus experienced human hunger. Luke 4 verse 2. Jesus experienced human thirst. John chapter 4. Jesus experienced human fatigue. John chapter 4 verse 6. Jesus had emotions. Jesus knew the experience of loving. He knew what it was to love. Jesus knew grief, and he showed it by weeping at the grave of Lazarus in John chapter 11. Jesus got angry in John chapter 2 when he saw the temple being desecrated. Jesus knew physical pain. He was beaten by Pilate's soldiers. He was crucified. He felt the nails in his hands and feet. Jesus knew the pain of betrayal. Matthew 26 verse 48 and 49 outlines this betrayal. Jesus experienced human temptation. Hebrews 4 verse 15 tells us, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin." The temptation of Jesus was real. Jesus as a human being felt the full force of what it means to be human, yet he never ever committed a sin. It is to be noted that Jesus became a human being without ceasing to be God. Jesus was and is fully God and fully man all at the same time. That is hard for us human beings to grasp. That's hard for the human mind to comprehend. That is why 1 Timothy 3:16, in speaking of the incarnation, described it as a mystery. Hebrews chapter 1 says that Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, is very human and very God. Hebrews 1 verses 1 through to 4 reads, "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they." Hebrews chapter 1 makes the point that Jesus is not merely some exalted man. Jesus is the exact representation of God himself, because he is God himself. Jesus can identify with your human struggles. Jesus can identify with you in your hardships. Jesus can identify with you when people betray you. Jesus can identify with you when you are hungry, thirsty, tired, angry, disappointed, and betrayed. That is why people must turn to Jesus. Jesus knows the good and bad things that you go through, and he loves you. The late great Bible scholar B.B. Warfield said, "The glory of the incarnation is that it presents to our adoring gaze not a humanized God or a deified man, but a true God-man, one who is all that God is and at the same time all that man is, on whose almighty arm we can rest and to whose human sympathy we can appeal. We cannot afford to lose either the God in the man or the man in the God. our hearts cry out for the complete God-man whom the scriptures offer us. Lastly, I have saved for this point the description of the ultimate human condition that Jesus experienced. Jesus, as a human being, experienced death. Jesus is alive today, but when he walked the earth, he experienced death. Death is the ultimate human experience. Death is the quintessential human experience. Death is the most dreaded experience for many. Death is certainly peculiar to human beings. All human beings are on a trajectory that will one day result in their death. In other words, all human beings will die one day, except for those who are alive when Jesus returns. Hebrews chapter 2 verses 9 to 10 tells us why Jesus allowed himself to experience death. It reads, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things," listen now, "in bringing many sons unto glory." The reason God became man is so that he might bring many sons unto glory. And sons here is generic. It includes daughters too. The only way you will be brought to glory is if you are a child of God. The only way you will be brought to glory is if you repent of your sins. The only way you'll be brought to glory is if you experience God's grace of the forgiveness of your sins. The way to experience the grace of God's forgiveness for your sins is for you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next week, may God continue to bless you greatly.
If it is your desire to surrender your heart to the Lord this morning, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com or call us during our office hours at 876-924-1378. That's 876-924-1378. Thanks once again to the Rosemount Missionary Church, located at 7 Vernon's Drive, Montego Bay, St. James, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. The pastor, Reverend Donald Webley, and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 10. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, praying that you will experience God's grace and mercy during the coming week.